Okay, so may I have your name first?
My name is Karina.
Nice. So what did you have for lunch?
What do I have for you guys?
Lunch.
Oh, what did I have for lunch? I had tortillas with corn.
Sounds good.
Very savory lunch.
But that's good.
Yeah.
Provide energy, right? Mm-hmm. Nice. So, so let's take a look at the scale. So, if you think of the voting process in U.S., how would you see your position on this scale towards to trust or distrust?
I would say distrust a little bit. So you want me to move it for you?
Yeah.
I would say like right here.
Okay. So could you give us like exact point for that? Like from 0 to 10?
I would say maybe like a 7 of distrust. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So could you share like a story like why you choose this spot?
I would say my community around me, or especially in schools, they didn't really communicate how to vote or what the specifics were of why we're voting and why it's important. So yeah.
So how did you learn eventually?
I had an advisor, and she kind of was like, let me educate you on who is, you know, who to vote for, why you should, and, you know, just educate yourself more on who these people are and why you should vote for them and what their purposes are. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be important.
Yeah.
Okay, so where do you think people should be on this scale?
I would say kind of in between. A lot of people have mixed emotions on who to vote for and why they should vote and if they should vote or not. And I think it's kind of up to the person and what their mission is in life and what their values are. Yeah.
So like to achieve to this position, like what do you think people can do, or what under what condition that will help to be here?
I would say just be more educated on the people that you're choosing to lead, and, you know, just to help us out and stuff like that. I feel like it's important to know who these people are, why they're doing it, what their mission is, and what they value about it. And if I feel like if your values, you know, correlate with that, then choose them, you know.
That's nice. Yeah. Is there any other like stories relating to vote that you want to share with us?
I would say like the first time I voted, I was very nervous because I was like, I hear a bunch of adults talk about, are you going to vote? Have you voted yet? Are you registered to vote? And I was like, no to either of those. So I registered to vote. And then soon after, I worked for a organization called VIA, who go out and ask people if they are registered to vote, and kind of got in the mix of that. And I learned who these people were that we were voting for or who we could vote for. And I was like, just if you need resources to become more educated on that, let us know. And this is how we're able to support you. So, yeah.
What's the name for the organization again?
It's called VIA.
Mm-hmm. So when you go there, you just go by yourself?
Yeah, you can go in there right by yourself, or you'll have people come up to your doorstep, knock on there, and ask you if you registered to vote or not. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Okay, so let's go to the challenge part.
Okay.
Yeah, again, if you see this of the faces, mm-hmm. and then you need to explain them, what is vote, and why we need to vote, and how do we vote? So how would you like
would
to
explain?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a tough one. I say, why vote? I think it's important to vote because if you're choosing a leader, you want to know who your leader is going to be about, and what their mission is, what their values are, again, and, you know, who you're choosing to lead you. I mean, yeah. And then for the second, how would I do it?
Yeah. How do you do it? How what's the, like, the process of vote?
I say if you don't know where to go, I would say search up online of locations where you can vote. Usually, like, schools, libraries, or you'll have people that will come up to your door and ask you if you're registered or not. But yeah, there's definitely resources out there for that.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.